Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, how are you today? It's glad to be with you again. This is Dove Knight. Thank you around the world who's listening to me on this podcast, Twitter, and so on. You know, I am again telling you that the Dove Knight Matter Part 2 hits is out now. Please keep an open mind and listen to it on Deezer, Spotify, and all the radio stations that you can get. You can also listen to some of it on Heart Radio and so on. It's everywhere for you to listen to for free if you have a computer. And to enjoy. I've been doing music for so many years, and it's just a product of all the music I've done, pop and rock. And I tweeted that, you know, because I respond to someone have told, you know, said that I'm doing it for fun or amateur. I am not making this music for amateur, because I'm not an amateur. I'm a professional singer-songwriter, and I hope you enjoy. If you keep an open mind and listen, because the music is for you. And here's the new song called I Want You. I Want You. I co-written that song. It's out there for you to listen to and enjoy. Just keep an open mind, you know. That's what it is. As a singer-songwriter, keep an open mind. And I wanted to talk about, you know, writing about love songs is such a joy. And me and the collaborator had such a great time making this because the songs I made for you. Here's another one that I made last year.
You to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation.
Love.
Just Like I Want You is just written about, you know, the fantasy of falling in love eventually, you know. Because when I written those songs, I wasn't in a committed relationship. It's just a fantasy of falling in love. I Really Want to Get to Know You is about actually meeting somebody that I do want to be with. So it's kind of like a, well, some of the songs is about wishing or wanting to be with somebody, and then the other songs are about finding somebody that I want to be with and expressing my desire to be with them. So that's how, you know, it's fun to write about love, because love is such a great want to be with you, so positive. But then I write about things that are issues, because we've got to deal with issues in order to overcome and be healthier. And I dealt with a lot of them. Here's
tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things didn't turn out right. I failed exams and I didn't feel bright. But I sabotaged myself. I got to blame but myself. Tragedy is what I am. Every time it turns out bad.
Tragedy is not what I am. It's just overcoming obstacles. It's about having dreams and making them come true. And for me, it was about making dreams, you know, music, which is a dream to do, to be in the professional level, be successful at it, and make it come true. And the meaning of it is to know that when you're going for dreams, whether it's in school or just to find solace or peace or whatever, there are obstacles in a way, unfortunately, in this life to get to where I want to go or anywhere I want to go. For me, is finding, just continue to do what I do and get better at it and to make some effort and to go for dreams. So the wrongs of the world come in because, unfortunately, when people like me or whoever's out there listening or anybody in general who has talent or ambition or a dream, they're always a naysayer or someone or a hater wants this jealousy, envy, or fear of someone's aspirations wants to stop them, and I'm no exception. It gotten to the point where it was so crazy because it wasn't just about going for making it in music in Hollywood to make a dream come true. In Hollywood, also, they didn't want me to get a college degree. And that was crazy because I had to hang out with good people, positive people. I always get enthused when someone goes for their dream, whether it's to be in school or whether it's to be an entertainer or whether it's to be a doctor, a lawyer, etc. I mean, that's the problem. And I had issues with that, and I still do, but the important thing is I'm doing things the best that I can. And the other point I want to point out is that whatever I do in my life or whatever I do, it's not anybody's business. People have their life. People should be left alone. And I wasn't left alone by the haters because they were wondering what I was doing inside my home or what I was doing to undermine my potential and making up stories and telling people, saying things that didn't pertain to the reality of my situation, but only to their negativity. And negativity is not what it is. Negativity means that I had to stay away from that and keep away from those people, because that is the reason why a lot of Hollywood hopefuls don't make it, because they get terrorized by dream killers and haters. And I'm no exception, but the difference is I'm continuing to do what I need to do because I am in the music business. So I reached a professional level. For many years, I was in the professional level business because of too many frustrations and so on, which is typical of going for a dream in the Hollywood industry, but I continue to believe. And whatever I do, or, you know, if I'm tired or asleep or whatever, it's not anybody's business what I do in my home. And they were questioning what I was doing inside my home or whatever. And that is the point about staying away from haters or who are criminals and so on. It's about being positive. And I talk about these issues because I deal with it every day. Because I'm about being positive. And positive through my art and positive in life. Spirit means that I had to not only enjoy life and be positive, but confront any demons or anything that comes my way that prevents me, talk about them to eradicate it from my system and from my life as much as possible so I could be a wholesome, positive person. And that's what Tragedy is Not What I Am is all about. Being positive. Positive to write a song like this, which I really like.
Song is about.
And that's all it for me. And I promise you I was going to do a video. I'll try to get it out tomorrow. If not, I'll let you know because I'm so tired. But I'm not tired making videos and making music because I've done so many videos. I've done a lot of my album covers. I've written and co-written all the songs that are on the album, The Dove Night Matter Part 2, and all the singles. I was involved in everything. But despite that, I still want to create in many different ways, write books and so on, but still make music. I hope to make another song to release, but I'll keep you in touch eventually. And again, until the next podcast, I want to say, may all your wishes or whatever you dream about come true, whether it's just to be peaceful or whatever. I hope it comes true because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all, or whatever religion you believe in. It's good because we're all equal on this planet. We all are brothers and sisters. Good day, good night from Dove Night.